tape because it's about
to okay. Run. Yes, ma'am. Well, okay, but that's the way you do it. And then on top of that, maybe the, so that we'll know what we're working with. And you never let, and another thing, never let nobody outside the family know any form of our business.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you don't say, well, we got this car from here or we got that car from there.
Yes, sir.
You always let it be as if we had the car and it was like it was in storage and this, and we didn't have enough time. You didn't give us enough notice in time. You talk like this here. You didn't give us enough notice in time where we could have went and got the other limousines, out of storage and detailed it up and brought it up. So we had to go with this one that we already have close at hand.
Yes, sir.
That's the way you mentioned that one.
Yes, sir.
They ask you, well, where do you get these through? It's none of the business. We don't talk our business like that. We get them from Allah God and the person of Master Wallace, Chief Allah Muhammad, and his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're the ones that make arrangements for us to have these cars.
Yes, sir.
That's the way you keep them always out front.
Yes, sir.
To make sure that everybody in that household there, even those who go down to the temple of the Memory of Allah, never talk our business of where we get anything from.
Yes, sir.
They just say the one word. It comes from Allah God in the person of Master Wallace, Chief Allah Muhammad, and his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the works of Master Jay. That's all that they can say. Always answer it in that particular way when they ask it anything personal about anything and related in the household or anything or the property and stuff.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, you see, you have to utilize Allah God, the person of Master Wallace, Chief Allah Muhammad, his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, want us to utilize the vehicle for the good.
Yes, sir.
And then it's having a good effect.
That's right, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Not utilize it for a selfish, egotistical gain.
Yes, sir.
But to utilize it and working into seeing how to, in our minds, I seeing how Allah God and the President of Basabala, Chief Allah Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, want us to utilize this thing in working.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, and when we do something, we do the best that we possibly can on it so that it look right. That's why I said there's a yin to the yang, so you had to clean it once to get to this part to clean it the second time.
Yes,
because we are the second resurrection.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you put really emphasis on it, have it slicked down and looking like something died, lied, fried to the side, or whatever it is that they do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. But all praise to Allah God and the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So about what time should we be looking, the brother should be looking out?
So if I bring it right before I go to take it to the minister, then I guess you should probably be looking out between 3 and 3:30.
Between 3 and 3:30?
Yes, sir.
Or else we'd just be stuck there between 3 and 4 o'clock. But you got to be there at 4 o'clock, so it has to be between 3 and 3:30.
Yes,
or anyway, just start looking at 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
I can handle that. You understand? But if it looks like the traffic is going to be kind of thick and complicated, you might have to leave a little earlier.
Yes, sir.
So you understand? Yeah, okay. But just be sure to mention this here, too, because it's like an ear of corn that we would have if we'd have had, if we'd have knew sooner, we would have gotten the other limo out of storage and had detailed it up, and it would have been ready. But as it is, we have to go with this one here.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God, the person, the Master Wallace, Chief Allah Muhammad, especially for the messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But you instruct Sister Ansel Muhammad, so-called KKVM, too, that I am a very fussy person about the way vehicles are drove.
Yes, sir.
Because I was reflecting on that and seeing how the sister drives her car. She's kind of...
Well, then, all praise is due to Allah God, the person, the Master Wallace, Chief Allah Muhammad, especially for the messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We wanted to know that we divinely will not tolerate any type of excessive beat. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not allow that. We abide by the laws. Now, what she do with what she think is her own type of power of vehicles, but then that's all right. That's on her.
Yes, sir.
Between her and Allah God and the President of Master Brother Chief Allah Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but we are civilized and we are cultured people. That's one thing about a Mason and a Shriner, no matter what nationality that you see that of them, they drive civilized. And culture, these speed laws is laid down by Allah God and the President of Master Brother Chief Allah Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so that it be abided by. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to have this stuck people on the proper way that a Muslim should drive.
Yes, sir.
And in the proper ways that a Muslim drive, you can shit a glass of water up on the dashboard, you can turn corners, you can pass people, you can accelerate and decelerate without spilling any of that water.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
if you jackrabbit and doing this, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we are always driving, usually drive 5 miles under the speed law in the first thing, because we put security on top of security.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Chief Allah Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the Master Wallace, Chief Allah Muhammad, told him that if you see a person who cannot control, when you see a person has to go a little faster because he got all that power under the hood and move it, that means that that person is uncivilized.
Yes, sir.
The person is unable to have power without wanting to utilize. utilize that power.
Yes, sir.
Understand, that power is put there under them hoods for emergency, and for emergency only.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? We have to get out of the way of somebody, or you understand what I'm saying, or somebody is sick, or something like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Put that power, it's put under there, not for you to utilize that power every time you get into the car.
Yes, sir.
Turn a corner and them springs put in that car to make it easier for you. Not that you to put in there for you to swing around the corner and misuse the spring. There's a right way to use shock absorbers and motors and carburetors and seats and radios. It's a proper way. And the most honorable mama say the American so-called Negro think that they know how, but they have to be tutored all the way. They must become a child again and taught how to do everything all over again.
Yes, sir.
Even if they think that they know that this is the way it goes. No, for security sake, they have to be taught all over again. They must become a child again.
Yes, sir.
That's why it says, entire submission to the will of Allah.
Yes, sir.
In the person of Master Wala Jifla Muhammad, we stay with the most element of Elijah Muhammad, too, because they're being one.
Yes, sir.
So all praise to Allah, God, the person of Master Wala Jifla Muhammad, the special message of the most element of Elijah Muhammad. And, and you will find out if you start trying to instruct some of them. Look here, don't tell me how to drive. Well, that's the degree that they have to submit. That's the degree that Allah, God, the person of Master Wala Jifla Muhammad, opened up their chest, as it says in the Holy Quran, and brought that out of their chest, what they didn't know was in there.
That's right, yes, sir.
Because when you're a wise person can accept correction.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Especially when they know it's coming from someone of a divine work and a divine order.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God, and the person of the National Rabbi, Allah, especially for a messenger, the most honorable Allah, Muhammad. A Muslim brother can take a crippled car, a crippled horse, or a raggedy bike, and in its raggedy condition, and without even doing any work on it, and can make it in its proper condition last a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Where an unlearned person couldn't even take it and hardly make it last a day.
Yes, sir.
But the Muslim brother, a righteous person, no matter what race, creed, or color that is, can make it last a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
The raggedy condition that it is in.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The Muslim mama say, we have to be taught, we have to be brought up. The Muslim mama say, when a Muslim take a job and he's working for somebody, he gives them people a full 8-hour day of work.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't sit back and be grinding like the American so-called people. Talking about, I don't want to work, or trying to figure out how they can get along on lunch break and all this. The most honorable I'm going to say, we give a person what exactly they pay for work out of our body.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
American so-called liberal people work and don't want to work.
That's right, sir.
I'm always grinding and grunting.
Yes, sir.
You understand? And you got to take this under consideration in the first place. The only time that the black male gender, you check this out, or the black people are happy, is when they're doing something. If they might be fussing, but you check them when you see them. They fussing, I don't want to work. I'm glad when I'm quit to doing that. But if you watch them, you'll see them pretty soon start whistling and singing.
Yes, sir.
Because they're happy then. Their body is telling you that they're happy, but their mind is saying something else because they have a mentality that want to go off and do something foolish.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah, God, the President of Master Wallace, Chief Rob Hunter. See, action is life.
Yes, sir.
Movement, motion is life.
Yes, that's right.
No matter, don't pay no attention to what they mouth. That's why it says, Son of Man, they say, I'm sending you to the children. I'm telling you to go get you to the children of the house of Israel. And he said, Son of Man, because that means that I would have to be, that meant that that Son of Man, that person that he was talking to, was a generation more than the children.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't be of the same generation of those children.
Yes, sir.
That's why I said, Son of Man, I'm telling you to go get ye to the children of the house of Israel.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He said, that Son of Man, he said, do not fear the house of Israel with their hard-headed and stiff neck and their rebellious way and their mouth is full of venom. They're always talking about, I'll knock an elephant down. I'll kill a person. I'll tell you, if you listen to the mouth of the American so-called Negro, it shouldn't be, they should be the king and the ruler of everything right now with that mouth that they have.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, when you pass a person,
when you pass one of those so-called Negroes' houses, and they're beating up on their wives, or the wife beating up on them, or they fight one another, you can swear if you listen outside, there ain't nothing coming out of that house alive. And when you look up the next morning, they're all sitting up there with black eyes and bruises, and they're still here. They say, well, my goodness gracious, look, they're still alive.
Yes, sir.
But swear there couldn't nobody come out of there.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. You can swear that if somebody, if some police officer or somebody comes down through there with that mouth that they have, ain't going to be no police officer, nothing left.
That's right, yes, sir.
Then the police officer come through there and they come out of there.
Yes, sir.
You understand? So if you fear their mouth, Son of Man, he said, I will take and put that fear into you.
That's right, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Then he told me, do not fear them talking about, I'm going to knock a nigga down. Nigga going to tell me about I saying? Yes. So the degree that I would doubt that Allah God in the presence of Master Brother Chief Lab, Muhammad is messing the most honorable Allah, Muhammad runs the show, is the degree that I'd be back and back, trying to sneak away and sneak out another door to try to get away from doing the job that I'm here to do.
Yes, sir.
But if I know he controls the show and do exactly like him, I have nothing to fear.
That's right,
that's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Allah God in the presence of Master Brother Chief Lab, Muhammad is messing the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, who talked to me face to face and even talked to me in my ear.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah God, the prison master, Allah Jibril Imam. When you start having to fear something, it's when you know that you're starting to do something contrary to what Allah God, the prison master, Allah Jibril Imam, the messenger, the most honorable Imam, told you to do. Because the most honorable Imam said, when Allah God came to him and the prison master, Allah Jibril Imam, he told him to go straight that way, neither teasing to the left nor to the right. And if you tease it to the left or to the right, I'm gonna got you too.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And the most honorable Imam said, this is one reason that he suffered with the bark of the asthma and the different symptoms that he had in order to turn that knowledge that Allah God in the presence of Master Allah Jibril Imam says that he didn't lessen the effect of that. He gave it to him exactly the way he told him he'd give it to him. Touch it now, don't I?
Yes, sir.
The son of Allah Imam said, this is why I was infected with the sicknesses that the people had.
Yes, sir.
Tried the knowledge first for righteousness in order to fulfill prophecy. Master Allah Jibril Imam and his message, the most honorable Imam, I want you to know that Allah is not going to pull no punches once he told you to go that way.
Yes, sir.
You understand? He tells you the direct way to go, then he comes behind you and try you.
Yes, sir.
So that the people around you know if you are for real, and so that on your conscious level, you'll know how for real you are yourself.
Yes, sir. That's
understand
right.
Understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah. Because you think that you sit there and you say that you know that he told you to do it this way, don't think he's not going to try you.
All right, yes, sir, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And you're not going to try until you've been denied.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah, God, the presence of Master Brother Jibril Imam, especially for the message of the most honorable Allah, Imam. It didn't come to change nothing, but come in order to fulfill things.
Yes.
You understand? So if you thought that you were civilized and you thought that you was cultured, well, then you'll be able to know by he'll bring it out to you if you are not, by telling you under what circumstances. Look, I only want you to drive this car at 55, never over 60, whatever you do.
Yes.
And then it's an extreme emergency.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
And if you go down the street and you find yourself driving one fraction over that, then that's the degree of the one fraction of many degrees that you're not ready for Islam. You're not ready to express the civilized culture. You're not ready to express obediency of the way that it is with Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Chief Muhammad is messing the Rosalind Muhammad. So therefore, don't look for a complete state of so-called peace to that degree.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah God, the prison of Master Prophet, and knowing too that Allah God, the prison of Master Prophet, is the message of Allah God, is the control of that particular aspect of you too.
Yes, sir.
Whatever it is that happened, or whatever thoughts that you have, that's still the works of Allah God, the prison of Master Prophet, is the message of Allah God, in order to reveal something to you, to somebody else, to everybody.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Fulfill prophecy.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He didn't come to pull you up out of it. If you was out in the middle of the water and you was drowning in the middle of the ocean, he didn't come to pull you up out of that ocean and you not be wet.
Well, that's right, sir.
He didn't come to pull you up out of the ocean, and when you pull you up out of the ocean, you got to show some water dripping off of you.
That's
he didn't come to bring it about in a miracle mannerism. Well, did you see him? He pulled it. It was a miracle mannerism, just pulling you up out of the water, purely.
Yes, sir.
So why would you want to be pulled up out of the water with no form of gapness on you whatsoever?
That's right, sir.
And you're out of whack. You're looking for some kind of sign, and that wouldn't even mean nothing in the first place. Because then, within your mind, you would conceive that the wind blew you dry.
Yes, sir.
Something dried you off. The sun dried you off.
Yes, sir.
You would go back to doing the same thing that you always was doing, only a little bit more worse.
Yes, sir.
Understand? Because only a hypocrite seeks for a sign when the sign has already been given by the words being made manifest and being true. Read the book.
Yes, sir.
So another sign, if you seek for another sign that want to see the sky flash red instantly, flash green instantly, for a sign to show you something, or a building just take off and fly through the air, say, that hypocrite that seeks a sign will receive no other sign other than Jonah in the whale's belly, and they will be that Jonah locked up in the whale's belly.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Our praise is due to Allah God and the prison master. In other words, that they would be locked up into the ways of Jonah, or locked up into the ways of the beast.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the person of Master Brother Chief Lab Muhammad. And that's symbolic of that also, that Jonah and that J that's in there is a symbolic of the sign of being in the rib cage of Sacramento's authority figure system.
Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
So, therefore, we had to put this tape out so that it can be played to whoever was going to be Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, Muhammad is next to the Master of Allah, Muhammad, which is going to have driving the limousine.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You drive something the way that Allah God, I would not take nothing that Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, Muhammad is next to the Master of Allah,